it's here and now, and the old song says it never rains in Southern California, but it is raining today for the third day in a row. That's good news when it comes to the drought. Bad news when it comes to mudslides. About 1,000 households outside of L.A. have been ordered to evacuate. Joining us on the line from Burbank is meteorologist Rick Dickert of KTTV Fox 11 in Los Angeles. Rick, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, what are you seeing right now? Is it pouring?
Heavy rain, high winds, really strong winds out of the southeast right now across the San Fernando Valley. If you're familiar with the Southern California region, that area just north of downtown Los Angeles.
Right.
Those are the conditions that we've been dealing with all morning long. We were flying for a couple of hours in our helicopter, but we had to set it down here at Burbank because of the adverse weather.
Well, so, you know, you say adverse weather, but of course, this is what California has been asking for. Is this the right kind of rain, or is it too much too fast?
It's always feast or famine, it seems like, here in Southern California, Jeremy. And it seems like we have these prolonged periods of drought, and then we really bust out of the drought with significant rain. And that's what we're experiencing this morning. Last year, 2013, driest calendar year on record in Los Angeles, with just 3.60 inches of rain. By comparison, since Wednesday night, when the first of two storms started to move into Southern California, Los Angeles has already received 2.35 inches. It's likely by time we're done with this rain, by Sunday morning, we could have received more just in that four-day period than we did all of last year.
Hmm. But there are now concerns about flooding and mudslides.
Absolutely. We're seeing it already. A good stretch of Pacific Coast Highway is shut down because of rock and debris flows. That is the burn area around the Springs fire that burned in Ventura County in May. And then the big area of concern is the Colby fire. That's the fire that burned up in the Angeles National Forest in January above Azusa and Glendora. Those areas are really vulnerable to those debris flows. The vegetation has been burned away. The soil is loose. And with the significant rainfall that we've already experienced and are expected to continue to experience over the next several hours, it looks likely that we will have some problems there. 1,000 residents are under mandatory evacuations.
Well, just leave us with the bright side, though. What is good about this rain? How will it help? How much can it help?
Well, it's definitely limiting our water use. People won't be turning on their sprinklers. Our local reservoirs will get filled up a bit. It certainly isn't going to be a drought buster. The snow to the north and the Sierra Nevada will be helpful. It will definitely add to the water content of the snowpack. The majority of our water here in Southern California does come from the spring and summer snow melt from the Sierra Nevada. But we would need several storms like this over the next few months to really make a significant dent in the drought. But it's helpful.
Rick Dickert of KTTV Fox 11 in Los Angeles. Rick, thanks so much.